You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
It's the flippity flop that just won't stop. Taking it up to the top. When the needle drops, you know we won't pop. Because holding stable on my rickety old 78 RPM turntable is another record label. I'm at the cat where it's at, doing the do just for you, baby. As we continue our series on Imperial Records, that great independent record label out of Los Angeles, headed by Lou Chud, and contributed greatly to the birth of rock and roll. Because it brought those sounds from New Orleans to the masses. Even though it was a Los Angeles-based label, as we found out in our previously two parts of this series, Dave Bartholomew, the band leader, songwriter, trumpeter, and producer, was working as a talent scout and A&R man in New Orleans for Lou Chud. He brought Jewel King, Tommy Ridgely, Archibald, Smiley Lewis, and Fats Domino to Imperial Records. But as we found out in last week's program, Part 2, which featured 1950 into 1951, Dave Bartholomew got into an argument with Lou Chud and left Imperial Records at the end of 1950. This week in Part 3, we'll pick it up in 1951 and carry it through 1952, and by the end of 52, Dave Bartholomew is back in the fold. This is a real prime period for Imperial Records, as we'll hear some fantabulous records from Fats Domino, T-Bone Walker, Smiley Lewis, and many more on this week's program. So let's kick off Part 3 with a tune recorded right in the middle of 1951, June to be exact. From a pianist and vocalist from Louisiana who sounds a bit like Nat King Cole. It was recorded at his only session for Imperial. They recorded four songs and put out two singles. And quite frankly, cats and kittens, I couldn't find this guy on any other label. As far as I can tell, those four songs he recorded for Imperial Records are the only four songs he ever recorded. Please let me know if I'm wrong. This cat's name is Ray Lewis, and his backing group is the Four Bars. Spinning off Imperial 5136, here's Ray Lewis and the Four Bars with When You Were Mine.
When you were mine, I never thought. When you were mine, I never thought. The night we spent would ever part. Baby, found our love was real. Oh, baby, I found our love was real. We shared our hearts and really made a deal. Thank you.
I woke up this morning and you wasn't by my side. When I woke up this morning and you wasn't by my side. You wasn't there. I laid right down and I cried. If you loved me, darling, you wouldn't have left me alone. If you loved me, darling, you wouldn't have left me alone. 'Cause I was good to you, babe, and I never did you no wrong.
Guitar Slim Jones and Crying in the Morning. Now remember last week we heard the very first record that Guitar Slim ever recorded. It was on Imperial and it was called Bad Luck Is On Me. Well, he only cut two singles for Imperial and that one was his second one, Crying in the Morning. That's Huey Piano Smith you hear on that record tickling those ivories. He would go on to record Feelin' Sad for JB Records in 52 and then set the world on fire in 54 with The Things That I Used to Do on Specialty, which topped the charts. He ended his career on Atco Records and then died of pneumonia at the tender age of 32 in 1959. Last week we closed the program with Time Changes Things from Little Son Jackson. Well, he's back this week with a tune recorded in Dallas in June of 51. It features Little Son Jackson on guitar and Henry Jenkins blowing the alto solo. Here's Little Son Jackson and his Rockin' and Rollers with Red Light.
Stop for the red light.
Stop for the red light.
Stop for the red light.
Stop in the red light zone. When a light turns green, you can carry on.
Pushed on a clutch, I put on a brakes. The light was red, but she couldn't wait. Well, now stop for the red light.
Stop for the red light.
Stop for the red light. Stop in the red light zone. When a light turns green, you can carry on. Get gas happy and blow your top. The police blow his whistle, you know he got to stop. Well, now stop for the red light.
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 Stop in the red light zone. When it's red turn green, you can carry on. Red for stop and cautious means slow. green light is on, you know we got to go. Well, now stop for the red light. Stop for the red light.
Stop for the red light.
Stop for the red light.
Stop for the red light.
Stop in the red light zone. When a light turns green, you can carry on. Red means stop. Coaches mean slow. The green light is on, you know we got to go. Well, now stop for the red light.
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 Stop in the red light zone. Well, the light turned green, you can carry on.
My blue. I'm gonna buy myself a rocking chair, try to rock away my blue. Oh, my friend came home this morning and he brought me bad news. He said your best gal just passed me with a suitcase in her hand. He said your best gal just passed me with a suitcase in her hand. And she was out alone, she was with another man. Please, baby, please come home. Please come home. Please don't leave me alone. In my rocking chair. Until she come back, I'm gonna rock in my rocking chair. Cause without my baby, I just can't get nowhere.
Antoine Fats Domino with Rocking Chair. Hit number 9 at the very end of 1951 and was still on the charts in early 1952. Now, this was kind of a strange time for Fats Domino because his buddy Dave Bartholomew was not on Imperial anymore, and he was working with Al Young. He co-wrote that song, Rockin' Chair, with Al Young, and Young was in charge of the session as he was a top A&R man at Imperial. We're featuring Imperial Records Part 3, 1951 and 52, on this week's Juke in the Back, and the soul that came before rock and roll. I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat, and I'm here to tell you that Rockin' Chair was recorded in February of 51 and featured a different band since Fats wasn't working with Bartholomew's band anymore. Of course, Fats is on piano, Wendell Ducange is on alto, Buddy Hagens on tenor, Walter Nelson on guitar, William Diamond on bass, and Cornelius Coleman on the tubs. Up next is a cat who earned the nickname Little T-Bone. Of course, he's a guitarist modeled after T-Bone Walker, and he first recorded for Miltone and Freedom Records before coming to Imperial. It's Gory Carter, and he recorded this one in June of 1950. But Imperial didn't release it until near the end of 51. You may remember him from such notable records as Rock-A-While on Freedom. And after his one session for Imperial, he went on to record for the Sittin' In With label and then had some success in the mid to late 1950s on Coral. Now on this tune, every dog has his day. The tenor solo is probably played by Sam Williams, and Lonnie Lyons is probably on piano. Here's Gory Carter's only single for Imperial, number 5152, and Every Dog Has His Day.
Well, I'm gonna wait, pretty baby. Get these worries off my mind. Yes, I'm gonna wait, pretty baby. Get these worries off my mind. Well, my love has so much competition. Hell is about to break me down. Well, I'm sitting and I'm hoping, and I hope you'll understand. Yes, I'm sitting and I'm hoping, and I hope you'll understand. You can't love everybody and claim me for your man. I'll be on my way. So long, pretty baby. I guess I'll be on my way. You know the good book says every dog must have his day.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, Michael Carter, and contributors Pamela Isabel, Carmine Mastrogiovanni, Davide Motta, Valerie from Queens, Jeffrey Ehrlich, Scott Velarde, Bob Keller, Adrian Fidelani, Wayne Novak, Joe Costello. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
One more thing. This is Bobby the Bobcat making you want to jump, drive, and wheel.
I know that I was wrong, you know, loved you true and strong. I'm hunched, hip to all your jives, so you better stop telling me all of those lies. Speak up on this little mess, speak up, I will do the rest. Ain't right, you know darn well it's true that you didn't love me, but I love you, and I loved you true. I loved you and you, only you. They keep saying all over town, should get hep to what you've been putting down. I know You did me awful wrong, you know. Try to get along. I'm hunched, hipped as I can be, that you didn't do right by poor little me. What you've been putting down, I know. You did me awful wrong, you know. Try to get along. I'm hunched, hipped as I can be, that you didn't do right by poor little me. Now, baby, oh, baby, you didn't do right by me.
Baby, I'm Hunched, Mary Wallace, featuring Jimmy Delaney blowing that tenor solo. Monty Easter is backing her up with his band, and he wrote that tune. I'm Hunched, which means I'm hip, baby. She only had one recording session for Imperial. It occurred in Los Angeles in April of 51, and that was released in early 52. So now, in our feature on Imperial Records, Part 3, 1951 and 52, we have entered 1952. Welcome to this year. I'm At The Cat, and we're focusing on this very important record label that really helped set the stage for rock and roll. Up next is a saxophone honker that really established himself on the Savoy label in the late 40s. He went to the number one spot with Deacon's Hop. You know I'm talking about Big J McNeely. Well, he appeared twice on last week's show with two vocal records featuring Jesse Belvin and Mercy D. Those were released in 51. On this week's show, Big J's back with a killer instrumental that did not make the charts. But you could say it might be an answer record to Deacon's Hop. It's called Deacon Rides Again. Here's Big J McNeely on the Juke in the Back.
Oh! got a cold, cold feeling. It's just like ice around my heart. I've got a cold, cold feeling. It's just like ice around my heart. I know I'm gonna quit somebody every time that feeling starts. You treat me like a prisoner because my hands are tied. Everything you do to me, yes, it's tacking up inside. It's a cold, cold feeling. It's just like ice around my heart. I know I'm gonna quit somebody every time that feeling starts. I was blind, but I can see. There's a change in me, baby. Once I was blind, but now I can see. I'm gonna put down everybody, baby, that ever made a fool of me.
Oh, baby, you got that cold, cold feeling? Well, come and warm yourself by the Jukebox Tubes. T-Bone Walker, in a tune recorded with Maxwell Davis's group in Los Angeles in March of 52. Cold, Cold Feeling was written by Jessie Mae Robinson, a mother living in L.A. You can imagine how difficult it was in the early 1950s for a woman to make a living at songwriting. But Jessie Mae Robinson had already written some stellar hits, like Black Night for Charles Brown and Blue Light Boogie for Louis Jordan. She would go on to write Let's Have a Party, which was recorded by Elvis and Wanda Jackson. Also, the Patti Page classic, I Went to Your Wedding. But let's not forget, Cold, Cold Feeling for T-Bone Walker. Good on you, Jessie Mae Robinson. I'm glad we could recognize you on this week's Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll. I'm Matt the Cat, and Fats is back and finger popping, baby. It's another record with Al Young, as Dave Bartholomew is still away recording for King Records and talent scouting for Specialty Records. Al worked with Fats on this one, Going Home, and it was Fats' first number one. If you remember, the Fat Man, his debut single, only went to number two. Now, Going Home only sat at number one for 1 week, but it remained on the chart for 21 weeks. So you could see this record was steadily selling for half the year. It was on the charts a lot longer than his early records. So let's spin it now. Imperial record number 5180. Here's Fats Domino with Going Home.
Going home tomorrow. Can't stand your evil way. Can't stand your evil ways. can't go on this way.
Smiley Lewis, and baby, I've got great news. Dave Bartholomew is back. He wrote that song, The Bells Are Ringing, with Smiley Lewis, and it became Smiley's first hit record. Recorded on June 3rd of 52, it topped out at number 10 in September. Now, when did Dave actually come back? Well, the earliest session that I could find was him recording with Fats Domino in April of 52. So to my estimation, Dave was gone from about September, October of 50 to about April of 52. A good solid year and a half. But now he's back, and some great Imperial records would flow out of New Orleans again. And cats and kittens, while we're on a Smiley Lewis kick, let's just flip The Bells Are Ringing over and listen to Lily May. Herb Hardesty is blowing a mean tenor solo on this one, and you just got to hear it. Smiley Lewis, as we feature Imperial Records Part 3 on this week's Juke in the Back. Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. As we feature Imperial Records this week, let's hear from a cat who was born in 1907 in Wallace, Louisiana, with the name Pleasant Joseph. He was a pianist who grew up working on a plantation, but in the mid-1940s, he began recording with Sidney Bechet. He went by the name Cousin Joe and recorded for Storyville, Deluxe, Savoy, Signature, and Decca before coming to Imperial under the name Smilin' Joe. He faded into obscurity but then came back in the 1970s and in 1987 published an autobiography before passing away at the age of 81 in 1989. Let's go back to a New Orleans recording session from October of 51. This week's Great 78, Smilin' Joe with Misery.
Misery. mind. You can never tell what's on a woman's mind. When you think she's loving you, she's quitting you all the time.
Miss Rosa here, keeping the tubes warm and the drinks cool at the Juke in the Beck.
Another one of the great sax honkers, that's Joe Houston, who was from Austin, but recorded in Fort Worth. I mean, this cat was all over Texas. He recorded that for Imperial in April of 52, and before coming to the label, he had recorded for both Freedom and Combo Records. His only charting record would come later in 52 on Mercury with Worry, Worry, Worry. Later, he recorded some great sides for RPM and John Dolphin's Cash and Money label. If you ever listened to my old radio show on XM Satellite Radio, you would have heard his All Night Long, played and requested quite often back then. Ah, those were the days, cats and kittens. And I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat, and we're featuring Imperial Records Part 3, featuring 1951 and 52 on this week's Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll. Fats is back with Dave Bartholomew's band, recorded on April 26th of 52. This song, Poor, Poor Me, hit number 10 in October. In 1955, Fats would have another song called Poor Me, but it's a different song altogether. This is Poor, Poor Me, a big number 10 record from the end of 52, and it's spinning right now on the Juke in the Back.
Poor, poor me. little nip. We nip and sip and carry it on, nipping and sipping all night long. I'm loop high as a Georgia pine. Well, I got a pocket full of money and I sure am feeling fine.
Chalk. I bought myself a bill, then I had to take a walk. While I was gone, some no good John had drank up my last dime. I never thought a man would stoop to such a petty crime. Who drank my bill while I was in the rear? Please tell me somebody. Such dealings call for action. I'm demanding satisfaction. I bid on Jesse Vaporator, scoot off like a fly. It ain't got legs to walk away, which proves that there's a guy. One of you fellas at the bar who drank a beer for free. Be honest with me, boys, point the buzzard out to me. Who drank my beer? Who? While I was in the rim. Point out that lowdown moocher. I'm gonna dislocate his future. As far back as my memory goes, I've been a friend to man. When one was down and I was around, I'd lend a helping hand. Want one of you gents with good intent, please do the same for me. Replace my beer so I'll still love and trust humanity. Who drank my beer while I was in the rear? Such dealings call for action. I'm demanding satisfaction.
Dave Bartholomew, back with Imperial Records, not just as an A&R man or a talent scout or a producer or a band leader or a trumpeter. No, he's back as a recording artist too, recording Who Drank My Beer While I Was in the Rear, a song written by Billy Austin, who wrote many a humorous song for Louis Jordan. You could just hear that same humor. Before that, Tommy Ridgely with a tune written by Howard Biggs, and Joe Thomas, Looped High as a Georgia Pine, Baby. Now, you might remember that one as done by Melvin Smith. and Melvin recorded the original version of it back in June of 52. Wally Mercer was the second one to come out with Looped in July of 52. And then both Calvin Bowes and Tommy Ridgely released versions of Looped in September. I like how Tommy does it, and Bartholomew's band is really tight. And that's it, baby. We have closed down 1952 for Imperial Records on part 3 of our series here on the Juke in the Back. Tune in next week as part 4 will pick it up right at the beginning of 1953. Until then, remember, soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, right here on the Juke in the Back. Let's go out with a sweet ballad written by Dave Bartholomew. It features a cat that he discovered at the Tijuana Club in New Orleans, a large man known as Alan Matthews. So Bartholomew, Mr. Sensitive, dubbed him as Fat Man Matthews. He was so impressed at how close Matthews could sound to Clyde McFadder, and he hooked him up with a gospel group to back him up, the Humming Four. This record, When Boy Meets Girl, came out as by Fat Man Matthews and the Four Kittens. After it flopped on the charts, he got one more release as Alan Matthews. And then a little later, Bartholomew put the Humming Four and Alan Matthews together again, and they became the Hawks. Not the Hawks that backed up Ronnie Hawkins. These are the New Orleans vocal group, Hawks. But we're getting ahead of ourselves, and we'll hear the Hawks on future Juke in the Back programs. Let's hear Fat Man Matthews and the Four Kittens with When Boy Meets Girl. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and I'll catch you next time on the Juke in the Back.
When boy meets girl, is it love at first sight? Do they talk of getting married right away? Yes, right away. If it is true now, oh please don't ever fail. There will be happiness always till eternity. When baby calls to him, there will be happiness. This will draw to love's sun not closer. When boy meets girl, is it love at first sight? Do they talk of getting married right away?
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinthebag.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Bag.